Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear me. Let's take first caller and jump right into the psychic reading.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, Christiana. I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I had a couple little questions to ask you, if that's okay.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that it's just one question per person, okay?
Oh, okay. I want to know about my love life. I'm not in a relationship.
Okay. Let's pull some cards and see what they have to say for you. Okay, so this is what... Okay, first card is the soulmate card. It says, yes, this is your soulmate. So that's telling me that you will meet someone soon that is going to be a soulmate.
Good.
Well, actually, it could be somebody that you already know. Do you know somebody that you're interested in?
No, I don't know. I don't know anybody, any guys at this point. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. And the third card says to make the effort. Great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take. Let's see. I'm going to pull a few more cards here. Okay, so this person, it says, cards say that he's worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. And you'll attract this person by enjoying this moment fully. So basically by living in the present rather than... How do I say it? Rather than, when am I going to meet this person? When am I going to meet this person? You live in the moment, and things, then what you want and what you desire will come to you if you focus on what you do want as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I've got a lot of things that I'm looking forward to. I'm going on a retreat. I'm going to Lake Tahoe. I'm going to Las Vegas. So maybe I'll meet someone when I'm out doing these things.
Yeah, just living in the moment and things will unfold the way you want them to.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for
calling.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Okay, so after I take your call, I'll put you on mute so you can listen to the show if you'd like. Or you can hang up. It's up to you. Excuse me. And if it seems like I'm missing some of what you're saying, just repeat yourself because I have my microphone plugged into my computer. And sometimes I don't hear everything that you say. So if I miss something, just repeat yourself. Okay. Again, just one question per person. Next caller, 510 area code.
Hello. Hi, Crystal. Christy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How can I help you today?
I wanted to know about... What it shows for love?
love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to pull a few cards here. Okay. So you're going to meet someone that obviously you're going to have romantic feelings for each other, and your feelings are real and worth exploring, or they will be real and worth exploring. And the flirt. Extend your lighthearted energy to others. Also, this person is going to be somebody that you've known before in another lifetime, so it's a past life relationship. You're going to feel like you've known them all your life.
Okay.
And also, there is some forgiving and learning that needs to be done before you meet the right partner. As you release and heal the past, you experience more love in your present moment. And know that it is safe for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. Does that make sense?
So is this the one I already know, or this one new?
This is somebody new, but that you haven't physically met in this lifetime, but you've known them in a past life.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of anybody talk about that, how we past life relationships?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what it is.
Okay.
You'll feel like you've known them your whole life.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Okay, next caller calling from the 949 area code.
Hello.
Hello. This is Christiana.
My question to you is, I'm looking to move. When do you see me? The place that I'm interested in, do you see me moving into that place?
Okay. I'm going to use my pendulum on this one. Well, she's moving into, said it, the place, there's a place you're interested in?
Yeah, there's a place I'm interested in. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to go tomorrow and talk further, but I'm thinking, and for some reason it's in the back of my mind, to ask to move in another month so I can give the other place a 30-day notice. Or should I just quickly act upon this one and go ahead and take it? So I'm just...
Well,
I feel a connection to this place, but I want to make sure.
Yeah, my pendulum seemed to move into the place that you're interested in, the one that you're currently going to be... the one that you're going to be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. This, it doesn't make much sense to me, but are you feeling some guilt over choosing this space?
Well, my guilt is, if anything, is that I'm trying to extend the time to move there.
Well, I would worry about it. It's it would be a good move for you. It would be healthy for you, and I think you'd be happy there.
Yeah.
I also pulled the Discovery card. Excuse me. Which tells me that this is time for you to discover new things and explore your options, especially like this new house, for instance. And I pulled the complacency card. Do you feel that you have a tendency to get a little complacent at times?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's just something to be aware of and try to break out of that pattern. And, that's all I'm getting for you for today.
What did you say?
That's all I'm getting for you for today from the cards. But I hope that helped a little.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Next caller, 480 area code.
Hello?
Hello. This is Christiana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I was wondering, do you see me finding a job soon?
Okay, one second. And your name?
My name's Keisha.
My pendulum's saying that yes, you will find a job soon, and as far as what kind of a job. Do you work in the healthcare field?
No, but I did put out a couple of, well, one application. I'm hoping they'll call me back, but I don't think they will. It don't seem like it. But they, you know, I don't know.
Is that in the healthcare field at all?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I'm seeing that that's going to be one that will likely likely to call you back. So just stay positive.
Okay.
And I have a few cards for you. I got the gratitude card, so that's important for you to show gratitude right now. When you do show gratitude, good things come to you. The universe will send good things your way. Also, beware of the impatience that you're experiencing and be patient.
Yeah.
Just try to be patient. Are you interested in anything mystical? Mysticism?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm in New Mexico. In New Mexico. I live in New Mexico.
Okay. Are you...
Why? What's going on?
Different facets of, like, mysticism or something?
Mysticism? You said what? I'm sorry. Say that again.
Yeah, mysticism. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm into that stuff. Yeah, I'm into all that.
Okay, so that's just a card encouraging you to keep exploring those at different avenues, the mystical things that you're attracted to. It's a good thing. At least I think it is.
Okay.
Try not to stay back in a box, too. Learn to expand. So that is your reading for today. I hope it helped you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. Nine. Did I get to you yet?
Yes, you already did me.
Oh, okay. Okay, 703 area code.
Hello.
Hello. This is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi. I've been dating this guy for about almost 2 months, and I'm just trying to figure out what you see with the relationship. Maybe he, you know, how, where it goes.
Okay, so I pulled and here's what I got.
Okay.
The first card is the codependency card. Beware of codependence in the relationship. There could possibly be addictions that are affecting your romantic life.
Yep, a little bit.
And the second card is true love. So this is a true love, and the romance of a lifetime. It's somebody that you already know, right?
Oh yes, yes. We've been going out for dating for almost 2 months.
Okay, and it's a time that you'll be getting to know each other on a deeper level. As you reveal your innermost selves to each other, your bond deepens. Also, finances and career. Financial issues are a factor in your love life right now. And there's a good chance that this relationship could lead to a wedding, a marriage.
Yep, I've been, yep, he says that.
No, I didn't say anything about the marriage yet.
Oh, no, he did.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. He's mentioned a few times.
So that is your reading for today. And
awesome.
I hope that helps just kind of validate things.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye. Excuse me, I'm having some issues here, burping and stuff. So, excuse me. I want to encourage all of you to check out the description box. You can go to the website, either copy and paste your browser, or you can click on the link, I believe, in the description box and go to my page if you're looking for a more in-depth psychic reading. Next caller is coming from the 631 area code. Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
That's just a question. Do you see me being a grandmother soon?
A grandmother. One second. Yes, you will be a grandmother soon. And as far as timing, I'm going to look into that. One second. So I asked my pendulum if it would be in a year, and it said no. And I said, asked it 2 years, and it said yes for 2 years. 2 years out.
Well, I'm hoping, if it's not, I didn't know if my son's girlfriend was pregnant. I'm not hoping it's now or in 2 years. My son's only 17. So I'm hoping it's like when he's 27 or 25.
Well, you know, things can change. So
I don't want to be a grandmother now. He's too young.
Oh. Okay. let's see.
Well, I should have asked just about my love life then.
Hello?
Hello? That was a...
I think she got cut off. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Christiana?
No, this is 267. I thought
oh, no, I'm calling in, too. I think she dropped off. I think she got cut off.
Oh.
I don't know whether to call back in. I don't know if we're on a queue or call back in. I could have done this online. I heard a beep like she dropped off. Hello?